Good morning, everyone. After a month of traveling and visiting with family, it's great to be back home. Well, Julie and I had a wonderful time with Aaron, Erica, and Hope, and some of you saw that on Facebook. We did have a great time. Matter of fact, Julie's still there, so pray for her as she soon starts traveling back this way. Today, I want to begin with two quotes from Christian thinkers that I greatly respect. The only problem is these quotes contradict one another in this case. So let's take a look at it. This is from A.W. Tozer. What comes to our minds when we think about God is the most important thing about us. And we've heard other people quote that. It's an important quote, and there's a lot of truth in that. But then C.S. Lewis says this. I read in a periodical the other day that the fundamental thing is how we think of God. Well, by God himself, it is not. How God thinks of us is not only more important, but infinitely more important. Indeed, how we think of him is of no importance except in so far as it is related to how he thinks of us. See the contradictions? It's important, I believe, it's important what we think of God. Our church, our lives, our Christian lives and testimony will never raise higher than our view of who God is. But Lewis expands this. He said, how God thinks of us is not only more important, but infinitely more important. So what does God think of you? What does God think of me? Are we willing to put ourselves to that test and investigate just what God thinks of us? Well, today we're going to take a look at a man, the psalmist David, in Psalms 139. And we know that David had an extremely high view of God, and he didn't hesitate saying so. But he also lists some information about what God thinks of us. And we're going to look at that today. So, Father, I thank you for this day. Thank you for a safe trip across the globe and back. Thank you that we can get stuck back into teaching your word. Use this for your glory. I ask that in the name of Jesus. Amen. Now, go with me over to Psalms chapter 139. In this psalm, David gives some really good insight of what God thinks of him. And he begins with a powerful, powerful comment that sets the scene for the rest of the psalm. Verse number 1. O Lord, you have searched me and known me. This is past tense. And it means absolute full disclosure in the eyes of God. Nothing is hidden. This is something I want to bring out today. When God looks at us, he sees everything. Nothing is hidden. We are exposed. It doesn't matter what we say, believe, or go, or live. We are exposed. God knows. So how far does God's knowledge go? Look at verses 2 through 4. You know when I sit down and when I rise up. You discern my thoughts from afar. You search out my path and my lying down and are acquainted with all my ways. Get that? All my ways. Even before a word is on my tongue, behold, O Lord, you know it together. God, you know when I sit down and when I stand up. You know my thoughts before I even think them. You know where I've been and you know where I'm going. You know what I'm going to say before I even say it. This knowledge is just incredible, but God's knowledge of us is complete. For me, I'm comfortable with that. But there might be some people who are not really all that comfortable being totally exposed, full disclosure, in the eyes of a holy and just and perfect God. You see, God scrutinizes everything. So, what's God's thoughts about us? Well, for David, God's thoughts are clear. Look at verse number 5. You go before me, and you follow me, and you place your hand of blessing on my head. I want you to get this. God, who is completely aware of everything going on in our lives, he chooses, get this, he chooses to place his hand of protection upon us. Listen, that's mercy and that's grace. That's the grace that is greater than all my sin. That is the amazing grace that saved a wretch like me. Grace is the favor of God that we do not deserve, nor can we earn. We deserve death, hell, and the grave. But because of Jesus and what he did on the cross, we get grace. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Even David was blown away by the knowledge of God and his grace. Look at verse number 6. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain it. It's just a mind-blowing situation. But then David changes his focus from God's knowledge intimately of him to his presence in the universe. Look at verses 7 through 10. Where shall I go from your spirit? Or where shall I flee from your presence? If I ascend to heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in Sheol, you are there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me, and even your right hand shall hold me. Wherever I go, God is with me. If I go across the sea as I have been, God is with me. He holds me. I saw that time and time and time again as God orchestrated situations that looked difficult, but yet he came through in a miraculous way. David even says, even if I ride on the rays of the sunrise, he is there. And wherever I go, his hand shall hold me. That's just too wonderful for me. Then David changes again. He changes his focus from God's outward mastery to his inward creativity. Verses 13 and 14. For you formed my inward parts. You knitted me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works. My soul knows it very well. You see, from a tiny egg, God does his masterful work in our bodies. One man said 6 trillion cells, 100,000 miles of nerve fiber, 60,000 miles of vessels carrying blood around the body, 250 bones, to say nothing of joints and ligaments and muscles. Listen, if God organized and sustains and put that all together, is there anything too hard for God? I don't think so. Now I want you to listen to the next phrase in verse number 16. Your eyes saw my substance being yet unformed, and in your book they all were written, the days fashioned for me, when as yet there were none of them. From birth to death, God has every act, every action, every thought, every idea, contained within his book. Is that imaginary? Well, I don't think so. God knows. He has everything about us recorded and ready to go. So just what are God's thoughts of us? And let's see if we can move this all to a little bit of a conclusion. Verses number 17 and 18. How precious to me are your thoughts, O God. How vast is the sum of them. If I could count them, they are more than the sand. I awake and I am still with you. God thinks of me, and his thoughts are so numerous that there is no way that they can be counted. And his thoughts of you are exactly the same. With all this knowledge of knowing what God knows about us, how will you and I then live? Well, David gives us a suggestion. Verses 23 and 24. Search me, O God. Let me back up. You ready to do that? Let's read it again. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any grievous way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. David begins and he ends with total exposure and full disclosure in the eyes of God. And he's comfortable with that. And he even asks God, God, scrutinize me. Look deeply. If there is anything that offends you there, then Lord, let me know. Forgive me of that and guide me away from that. Are we comfortable with that kind of scrutiny? Well, today, I challenge you. Today, I challenge you to invite God to come in and have a real, real close look. And open up everything to the eyes of our Creator God. Invite him to look deeply and to expose those things that need to be changed. And in so doing, he can form us and make us into what he chooses for us to be. Father, I thank you, Lord, for this Psalms 139. I thank you for that intimate knowledge that David had of God and that God had of him and he has of us. There is nothing in our lives that's not been exposed. There is nothing he does not know. Yet he still chooses to bless us and guide us. Father, that knowledge is too wonderful for me. Now, Father, help us to reciprocate. Help us to respond to his promptings. Help us to yield and to change those things that offend him. And then he can make of us as he chooses. In Jesus' name, amen.